This is Ozarks at Large. Last August, the first ever Fayetteville Roots Festival was a one-day musical event featuring singers, songwriters, and musicians from around the country. It took place in Fayetteville. The 2011 incarnation still takes place in Fayetteville, but it expands on the original idea. The performances by folk, Americana, bluegrass, blues, and other root style of music will stretch over an entire weekend in August at six different locations in Fayetteville and feature scores of bands from here and elsewhere. The Roots Festival will begin with a reception and performance by the band Chatham County Line. That Friday night event will also include, like every other event at the Fayetteville Roots Festival the last weekend of August, food provided by local farms and restaurants. Jeremy Gothrop from Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville is one of the co-producers of the festival, and he says all the food included in the festival will be in lockstep with the Roots Festival ideal.
Root being the core word there. The Friday night event, the food will be donated by local farmers, local ranches, local bread producers, local distributors in all ways, shapes, and forms. Brickhouse Kitchen and the Greenhouse Grill will be preparing this food and giving it to the festival goers and friends of the festival, sponsors, artists, bands, press. And throughout the weekend, we've called this the farmers of the festival. And these packages are similar to sponsorship packages where the farmer makes a donation a certain amount and they receive, you know, entrance to the festival and lots of exposure with all of our media sponsors. And in turn, all of our restaurants that are participating at the main event, the Walton Arts Center, have to purchase their food from these farmers of the festival. So it's a win-win for the farmer. It's a win-win for the community because they get to sample and see all kinds of local foods from all kinds of different farmers. And it's super fun for the chefs because they're challenged with using what we have available at the end of August.
Saturday morning, that would be August 28th, free music will be available on the city square during the farmer's market. Brian Embry from the band Three Penny Acre is another co-producer of the Fayetteville Roots Festival.
And the idea behind it is, you know, we want there to be access to what we're doing at some level, and that's the perfect place. You know, that's the epicenter of our community on a Saturday morning. We know that there are people that go to the farmer's market that may not come to our festival, but then all of a sudden, by de facto, they've come to the festival. They've been a part of it. And they start to hear a little bit about it. They hear the music. They're enticed. And all of a sudden, they realize that this is a part of the community just like the farmer's market.
And it's that Saturday free concert is geared for the whole family. I mean, almost all of these events are whole family.
Yeah, it's a family-friendly event,
right,
start to finish.
But this is specifically music that is sometimes written and performed with younger
kids
people in mind.
Yeah.
Shannon Wurst.
Shannon Wurst is going to be on the bill. She just released a great album of kids' songs, Growing Green, you know. Mm-hmm. One of our headliners, Sara Lee Guthrie and Johnny Arian, they actually are experts at traveling with kids. They have two kids and they travel with their kids and they're going to do a set. And we have some other artists that are still unfolding for that stage. But the idea behind it is it's going to have the feel of the rest of the Roots Festival, but it's going to be open and accessible to all ages, and you wouldn't be afraid to take your kids and sit there and enjoy the music.
The free music on Saturday will lead to the main event for that day, a multi-stage, multi-artist, multi-hour indoor-outdoor music festival at Walton Arts Center.
We are essentially going to have four stages running, and five if you add the main hall, which mm-hmm. the headliners will play it towards the end of the evening. Four stages running, concurrent bands. So you'll look at a schedule and you'll decide who you want to go see. And so that's something that Jeremy and I both agreed we love about going to a festival. You know, we've been to a lot of festivals between the two of us. And I love that idea of having selection, having option. And you're like, wow, there's so many bands to see. And so that's going to be happening at the Walton Arts Center from 2 to 6, 2 to 6:30, somewhere in that range. And then the main event, it's not just one headliner. There will be three headliners, Sara Lee Guthrie and Johnny Arian, Chatham County Line and Guy Clark.
Black Diamond Strains, it's Black Diamond Strains, drinking one W Harper, playing Black Diamond Strings. Black Diamond Strings are like white flour and grits. You play Black Diamond Strings, cause it's all you can get. Black Diamond Strings on a catalog guitar, that's
It's pretty high cotton, whoever you are. Break one, you change one, that's as good as it gets. You can play all year long on two or three sets.
So it'll still have that festival vibe where it's not just we're here to see one person. You're going to get a good taste of a lot of different artists. And I think people will leave and the idea of festival will be firmly implanted in their mind. They'll say, wow, that was something different. This was a unique experience.
You're going to have the stage in the Rose Garden, right?
Rose Garden, the Tyson Plaza, which will be a solar stage, the Star Theater, mm-hmm. and scattered musicians through the lobby and in the galleries, and as well as the Balm Walker, which will get down at 6:30.
These Saturday evening sessions will include more than 30 bands and singers from across the country, and many from around here, too. Again, Brian Embry, a producer of the event.
Got a lot of local favorites, Tiffany Christopher, Carter Sampson, Shannon Wurst, you know, Three Penny Acres, Still on the Hill. You know, a lot of local bands that when you think about roots music, you think about these bands. But then we've also got people coming from out of town that you may not have heard about before. Some returners from last year's festival, like Anthony DaCosta, Rainy Rose, and John Elliott. They made a big splash last year. They were the unknowns, and then people left the festival feeling, or the feedback I got was, have that band back. So we're having some returners, and then some newcomers, you know, some Oklahoma artist. Casey Clifford is an artist from Oklahoma that's coming over. Mark Ballou from Missouri.
My friend, it's good to see you. Tell me, how long has it been? Well, the family is all waiting. Now we've invited all your friends. And there's something I should tell you that I simply can't ignore. You're home in the country, ain't in the country no more.
We've got a really nice selection. I think there's going to be something for everyone. One of the solo artists, Rebecca Lobey, is a good friend of ours, and we talked to her 6-7 months ago and said, hey, why don't you come down? She said, I'd love to, and she just spent the spring on The Voice, this TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Competing
on NBC.
On NBC, yeah. Exactly. And so now all of a sudden I'm getting emails from people saying, we're coming for Rebecca Lobey, you know, and I'm thrilled by that. I mean, we had no idea that was going to happen.
When I leave the sun hanging straight up in the sky. Leave the apples in their baskets, let them rot and turn white. Cold averted glances, the fear in my bones. When I leave the long arm and the trips behind the shed. The bundles in my mattress, the shaking of their heads. I'll fare thee well.
After Guy Clark finishes the portion of the festival at Walton Arts Center, there will be more music Saturday night. Ticket holders can cross School Avenue and go to an after party at the Kingfish Bar featuring music from Charlie Horse.
And then all of a sudden we started music at 9 a.m. on Saturday, and it ran all the way to 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. So anyone that argues that, you know, this is not an urban festival, I invite them to come from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. and enjoy. I think they'll have that.
How are your feet feeling then?
So you're going to go from the square that begins at 9, then 2 to 6:30, the festival. Shortly after that, then Inside Balm are the three main acts. You go across the street to Kingfish. You've got the after party.
That's right.
Then Sunday.
Then Sunday, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Where it all began, at the Greenhouse. Last year we set up in our small stage, and during brunch service, which was very busy, we had the artists in the round, which we call it Brunch in the Round. And
that's nonstop music.
Yes. It is pretty much nonstop between songs, some tuning. And, a handful of singers, songwriters, soloists, duos, just moving in and out of the small stage during brunch service, which is free and open to the public. You have to eat, though. And that will extend hours that day and start a little earlier and go a little later to be announced when that is, just to like give everybody an opportunity to come in. And then at the library...
Fayetteville Public Library.
We're working on it. You know, we're still in development, but they have a really cool project called the Fayetteville Sound that they're working on. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have some free music and a kickoff of their Fayetteville Sound project. And this is essentially trying to collect and document the local music of Fayetteville. Not just local music now, but local music from the 90s and the 80s and the 70s, and I love that idea.
So if you listen to Mutant Fish or The Distractions or any number of bands.
Oh, I mean, I'm digging out my old Grandpa's Good Time Fandango CDs, and I'm donating them to the library, you know? So I love that concept, and it just so happens they're going to do that kickoff from 2 to 4 on Sunday, the 28th. So you're going to, you know, we're kind of partnering with them, and that's going to be a part of the festival. And so we've got that morning brunch at the Greenhouse. We've got the Fayetteville Sound at the library from 2 to 4.
And then after that.
And then back to the Greenhouse.
Yeah.
For sure. Believe that'll start around 6.
Yep. Yep.
And it'll be 3X on the large stage in the Greenhouse. We'll have cleared the place out and got it ready for, you know, the closing party, which is going to be
Three Penny Acre and Friends. You know, we're going to play a set, and, you know, with so many friends in town, it's hard not to do some collaboration. So they're going to join us. Cletus got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Great friends of ours and, you know, great representatives of the Fayetteville sound, so to speak. And then the trio that I mentioned, Anthony DaCosta, Raina Rose, and John Elliott, who are a very lively folk trio and really lit it up last year. They're going to join us as well. So I think it'll have that kind of finale feel.
Brian Embry from the band Three Penny Acre and Jeremy Gothrop from Greenhouse Grill are two of the people putting together the Fayetteville Roots Festival that takes place the weekend of August 27th through the 29th. Tickets for the events are now on sale in both packages and tickets for single events. For more information about ticketing and artists, you can go to FayettevilleRoots.com. And money raised at the silent auction Saturday will help benefit the organization FeedFayetteville.org, which has been formed to increase awareness, understanding, and informed action to alleviate hunger at the community level. You can hear more about that and other parts of the festival in an extended edition of the conversation I had with Brian and Jeremy. That can be found at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.